unique challenges do they present to you?
They're going to give you a lot of different looks on defense.
And how much does that kind of help you in this whole process of, you know, developing as a quarterback?
You just have to be prepared for it. You have to be ready for their disguises and different coverages, different fronts they're going to give you.
How many more or less than any other team you faced? How many more or less different looks do they give you than any other team you faced?
I can't put a number on it. A lot of different looks.
Well, how much are you looking forward to this challenge of matching up against, you know, Tom Brady and their bonded offense to show maybe what you guys can do on offense too?
It'll be a great challenge for us. It's a great opportunity to go out and show what we're capable of.
Are some of those looks new to you, looks you haven't seen?
Not looks we haven't seen, just looks we have to be prepared for.
What have you, from watching Tom Brady just growing up, what have you tried to take from his game? What do you appreciate most about watching Brady?
What he does mentally with the game. He knows exactly what he wants to do versus every look a defense is going to give him.
Talk about your excitement for this game. It was a big game. This is a game that everybody watches, and it's got to be pretty exciting for you as a player to be on that stage.
Yeah, it's very exciting to be out there. Just want to go out and perform well.
It's supposed to be raining, cold rain on Sunday night. Imagine you played in some bad weather games at Nevada. What's the worst weather that you played in as a starter?
Probably the Boise State game. It was about 20 degrees at kickoff.
About this offense the past two games, you know, several players said the rhythm has changed, meaning not in and out of the huddle as quickly, not getting to the line as quickly. How's that fallen off, and how do you get back to that to make sure that the quick pace and tempo is there?
We just have to practice it.
Why did it fall off the last two games?
I'm not sure. It's just something we have to get back to.
What is it? How does that affect you guys? Is it just a plotting thing? Is it slower? How does that affect you guys?
It's just less time at the line of scrimmage to see the defense.
Oh, now that you've settled into opposite roles with Alex now, can you kind of share with us how he's supported you and helped you with this transition?
He's been great. I mean, he's helped me with everything I've asked. Even on the sideline, he's going over looks with me, making sure I'm seeing everything.
Colin, being a teammate with Randy Moss, what struck you about the way he goes about his business?
He's a true professional. He's going to do whatever it takes to make sure he's ready to play on Sunday.
Do you feel like you guys have developed a nice rapport, you know, on and off the field?
Yeah, Randy's a great guy. He's a great teammate. I mean, he's someone that everybody should try to be like as far as in the locker room and how they are as a teammate.
There was a clip on one of the shows, I think the Saints game, where it captured an interaction, you and him, and he was encouraging you. Does that happen quite a bit? Does he talk to you a lot between series?
Yeah, Randy's always been great. He's always going to tell me what he's seen with the defense. We just have a good relationship.
When he's on the field, does that change the defense? Are they accounting for his speed when he's out there?
You would have to ask the defense.
Well, you're looking at the defense. I mean, what do you?
Yeah. I mean, whether they're going to roll coverage to him or play a different coverage is really going to be dependent on how they feel about him. So.
It seems like he's been targeting Crabtree the most at any receiver. What about him just kind of makes you feel comfortable?
He's open. So you're going to throw the ball to the guy that's open.
If this game gets into the shootout, how prepared do you think this offense is for
that? It's something we have to be prepared for every week, especially this week.
When you're preparing mentally to tackle Belichick's defense, do you try to get into his psyche and what he might try to do against you?
No. I'm not going to try to get into someone else's psyche. I'm going to go out there, play football like we have been, and just study film.
Talk through their defense a little bit. What is it you've seen? What is it that you're looking for, especially, you know, talking about flow and getting up to the line more quickly? What is it you're trying to diagnose there?
Just trying to see what the defense is going to do pre-snap. Like I said, they give you a lot of different looks, a lot of different fronts. You just have to be ready for it.
So have you changed your preparation that you have
No.
all this week? No extra film time or anything like that?
Same preparation I've been doing since the beginning of the season.
I feel a little more comfortable with the offense that you've been in starting the last few games?
I've been comfortable with the offense this whole season.